Expansion through appreciation. An ultimate guide to gratitude. Hello and welcome to the lindyyoga.com podcast. If you want your life to start improving, begin practicing gratitude. It will have a number of benefits for you, including making you happier and your relationships stronger. Something as simple as being grateful for the bus coming on time, or a stranger holding the door open for you can really make a difference. The more you focus on things you're grateful for, the more you'll have to be grateful for. Gratitude has been around for hundreds of years. However, it seems that not everyone is as grateful as they should be. We're going to take a look at 5 ways to cultivate gratitude, and why it's important to develop a strong sense of gratitude. But first, we need to define what gratitude means. What is gratitude? Gratitude is a state of mind that feels like appreciation. This appreciation shows up in the form of happiness, joy, and kindness. The dictionary defines gratitude as a feeling of appreciation, recognition, or admiration towards someone or something. This means that gratitude is a feeling that occurs when we're appreciative of someone or something. It is an emotion that can be cultivated. Many people believe that cultivating gratitude means thinking about what you have and focusing on how much you appreciate it. However, this is not the case. Gratitude can be practiced in many different ways. 2 stages of gratitude. There are many benefits to being grateful. Not only does it improve our health, it helps us build positive relationships. It makes us happier, more creative, and more productive. But while gratitude has been proven to be beneficial to our lives, it also has its own stages. So what are those 2 stages? And what are their benefits? Let's look at that now. First of all, there are 2 stages of gratitude. And it's important to recognize them. We can become complacent in our gratitude, and we can ignore the lessons that we learn through it. Gratitude Stage 1. The state of being. This is the first stage of gratitude. And in this stage, we focus on the things that we have received from other people. For example, if you are sitting in a beautiful park, you might be thankful for that. Or you might be thankful that you have food to eat. You might even notice how pretty everything around you is. But if you stop and think about it, you probably already realize that you are in a better place than you would be if you had nothing. And when you start to think like that, you will be in a better state of mind. Because you will start to see that you have so much to be thankful for. Gratitude Stage 2. The state of action. This is the second stage of gratitude. And in this stage, we focus on the things that we can do for others. And because we are grateful for what we have, we will be in a position to give something back. And that is a powerful lesson to teach ourselves. This means that if we are grateful for all that we have, we will be in a better place to give back to others. But there is something else that is very important here. And that is that our gratitude doesn't just have to be for other people. It can be for anything. Because we are grateful for everything that we have, no matter what it is. The important thing is to start with the end in mind. And to make sure that we appreciate everything that we have. Read the full article on www.lindyyoga.com and discover, how do I practice gratitude? Just click the link below the video.